I want to reach my destiny. Oh, wretched man, but I see man as another member in me. A law, sin and death, that seemed to hinder me. Then Paul called out and said, what I'm going to do? Who can help me? And the next verse said, thanks be unto our Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Listen to this. Who walk not after the natural man. That's a condition. That's a law. But after the spirit. Well, that's after the word of God. That's going after the word of God. He said, hey, Paul, you haven't reached the mark yet, but you're headed in that direction. You're going after it. Yes, you might be wretched, and yes, you haven't reached the mark yet, and yes, you got some issues and everything else, but you're steady pressing on. You're steady going on. You're steady moving on, man. You're steady becoming. Therefore, boy, there's another law that supersedes the law of sin and death that you're operating in. What? The law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus that has set you free from the law of sin and death. Because what the law could not do, what you mean? By the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. What the purpose of the law, boy? To show you, boy, that you need a savior. I'm going to say that again. What's the purpose of the law, man? To show you that you need a savior. I'm going to say something that might be a little bit over your head. Holy Ghost. Listen, the Bible says in the book of Corinthians chapter 15 and starting somewhere around verse 54, it says, man, the strength of death is sin. That's what gave death power. Mankind's greatest enemy. Separation from God and physical death. What gave it its power is sin. What's sin? Committing adultery, stealing, lying? No, those are the results of sin. That's what sin produces. What is sin? Sin is to rebel against the law of God, the original law of God. God told a man, don't eat off the tree. They disobeyed that and made their own choice and decision, man. In other words, they rebelled against the known will of God. That's what sin is. Rebellion. That's the original law. Be in my image and be in my likeness. And don't separate yourself from me. Don't eat off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Eat off all the other trees in the garden. Keep becoming. But when you eat off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you're going to stop becoming and you're going to separate yourself from me. And you're going to die. Spiritually. Then physically. And without me, you'll die eternally. But boy, God so loved you so much. I tell you, boy, that's a law in the kingdom too. The royal law. The law of love. Thank God. I'm not just talking about man. The only way we can be able to love one another, boy, you got to first, man, receive, man, God's love. That love, in order to love one another the way we're supposed to love one another, that love got to be shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. They're going, listen, I'm not talking about your love and your emotion, your feeling. I'm talking about the only way we can do that, boy, we're going to take the agape love. That's the God kind of love, the same love that God loves us with. And that love, man, is what wants to shed abroad in our heart. That's that love that look past, man, faults and mistakes. That's that love that, man, will turn the other cheek, man. That's that love that if you see a brother taking in a fault, man, instead of, man, destroying them, man, and condemning them, man, you would do everything that you can, man, to build them up and lift them back up, man, and get them back on course toward their destination. The body edifying itself. What's that, man? I'm talking about being church, being the church, being that mobile temple, man, that God can use, man, not just on Sunday worship service and put on good programs and get people, man, excited and everything else. But, boy, after we leave that place, man, go out, man, into our everyday lives and our everyday living and be world changers. What you mean world changers, man? Winning souls to God, to the kingdom of God, to God's way of doing things. I said as I started out this program, boy, the fields are ripe for harvest. It's the laborers that are few. And then those of us who are out there, man, we might, like I said, might need to sharpen up our our skills. We might be using old tackle and old bait and these new fish in this day and time, man. It might be hip to that. So we need instructions and allow Jesus, man, to teach us how to be fishermen of men. Because everything is a means to that end. Boy, that's the greatest desire. Hey, listen, he not only, man, want to bless you, man, but he want to bless me, but he want us to be a blessing. He not only want to save us and draw us closer to him, but he want to use us, man, to save, help him save others and draw others closer to him, too. He want to move in us. He want to walk in us. He want to talk in us. It's he that do it to work. He just need a vessel to do it through. He just need a yielded vessel to cease from our works. And boy, I didn't say cease from works. I say cease from our works. And enter into, boy, his work. Because if you enter into his work, then it's a completed work, man. You just be continue becoming who you already are. That's what God told Paul. Oh, wretched man that I am. He said, hey, listen, there's no condemnation. Because you're becoming. Just keep pressing on. Just keep moving forward. Just keep becoming, man. Just keep on, because the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus set you free from the law of sin and death. Watch this. For what the law could not do through the weakness of the flesh, God sent forth his son, Jesus, made in the likeness of sinful flesh. He had to be a man. And condemned, listen to this, sin. You know what the word condemn means? To declare not suitable for use. Listen to what God's saying. In Christ Jesus, he came, he didn't condemn you and me for our sin. It short-circuited our power and our anointing and our authority and our relationship, but he didn't condemn us. He didn't declare us not suitable for you. He didn't kick us to the curb and say, hey, you ain't no good, I can't use you, I'll never be able to use you. No, he didn't condemn us. That's what condemn means, to declare not suitable for use. He said, I might not be able to use you in that condition, but that don't mean, man, I can't fix it up and can't still use you. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walking not after the flesh, but after the spirit. What? After the word. For the law of the spirit of life has set you free. He condemned sin. He declared the sin, man, the original sin that caused that gave death its authority and power, the original rebellion, he condemned that. He declared that no longer suitable for use against you. Well, a law in the kingdom. The law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. You know about the laws of Moses. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not do it. All those are the results of men dead. If you want to fix those laws right there, that's why Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I come to fulfill it. I come to show you how to fulfill it. Hebrews chapter 8 say, listen, man, I'm going to set up a new covenant. Not like the one I set up with their fathers and their ancestors in Abraham's day and time, but I'm going to set up a new covenant, establish on man new laws. If the old covenant would have been good enough, then there never would have been a need for a new covenant. That's in your Bible, Hebrews chapter 8. He said, but I'm going to establish, man, a new covenant, and I'm going to be with them, and I ain't going to never leave them, boy, and I'm a man. Just like he told that boy, go down to the potter's house. And let me talk to you. And he went down there, man, in a party. You know the story. He was fashioning a vessel. And it was all right, but it really wasn't according to his perfection. So the Bible says, so the vessel was marred in the potter's hand. The potter, the one who's making it, the one who's doing the work. He took the vessel, man, and, man, rolled it, melted it back down into a piece of clay again. And he started back over again. And he started forming and fashioning, man, according to his liking, to his perfection then. At first, it was just permissive will. We say, yeah, this is all right. I can permit this, but this ain't the perfect will. So he marred it back up into a clay and started molding and shaping it all over again to a perfect vessel. And then he said, now this is what I'm talking about. And then he told Jeremiah the prophet, hey, go tell my people, can I do the same thing with them that the potter did to the clay? Can I take the old preconceived ideas and all the concepts that they have, man, and everything else, and ball it up into a piece of clay, man, and give them, man, my precepts first? Because the concepts, man, apart from my precepts, man, ain't really working. And it's development into a religion and everything that they can do for me. But they don't know my precepts. They don't know what my original intent and idea is and was and is. And will ever, forever be for them. I established the old covenant. That vessel was all right. But can I take that man? I ain't going to do away with it. I'm establishing it on the tablets of your heart. What do you mean? I'm going to put that on the inside of your spirit. I'm going to come and set it up on the inside of you and work it from the inside out. From your spirit, through your soul, to your physical body, manifested on this physical earth. In that order. Listen, the kingdom of God is not really on the earth yet. It's on the earth, but not manifested like it's being and it's becoming. Where is it at, Arthur? It's on the inside of us. It's in our spirit. It's in my spirit that I know everything is all right. It might not be all right in the natural and in the flesh and everything else, but it's in my spirit, man, the real me, that I know 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 that everything is all right. Not only in my life, but in your life too. Listen, I know that I know that I know that I am a king. But you know what the good news is? You are too. That's why I'm going to come on this radio broadcast and tell you, you're a ruler too. You have the ability to reign over every circumstance and situation in your life. Whenever a depression spirit, man, or an evil spirit, or anxiety spirit, or whatever spirit, man, that opposes itself, man, against the will of God come upon your life, you have the authority and the power to rule and reign over that circumstance, situation, and symptom. How, Arthur, man? The same way Jesus did. How he did it? He said, it is written. He put the word of God on it. And boy, when you learn how, like I say, use that word of God and put that word of God, man, on your circumstance, situation, and symptom. Oh, it might do very little to change your circumstance, situation, and symptom in the beginning stages of it, because that's not what it's designed to do. First. When you can start saying it, man, it ain't designed to change your circumstance, situation, and symptom, man. It's designed to change you. It's designed to change us. Our concepts and our precepts and our way of seeing things. And then you change your circumstance, situation, and symptom. You asking God to do something, man, he told us to do. We waiting on God to change our circumstance. God told me, Lord, I've been waiting on you. You say, man, listen, don't come here with that. I've been waiting on you. You waiting on me to move? Yeah, I'm waiting on you to move. I'm waiting on you to get in line with what I'm doing, man. And move, man, when I say move. Talk when I say talk. Act when I say act. Just obey. Well, yeah, but Lord, sometimes I miss it. That's all right. Get up and just keep on obeying. Just keep on keeping on. Just keep on becoming. Just keep on sowing. Just keep on planting. Just keep on watering. Just keep on, man. Just like you keep on going to church every Sunday. Well, keep on, man, putting the word of God in your life and applying it in your life. Man, it's a law in the kingdom. Called a law of sowing and reaping. God said this, be not deceived. God not mocked. Whatsoever a man sow, that's what he going to reap. If you sow to the natural man, then you're going to reap for the natural man destruction. But if you sow to the spirit, what you mean, boy, if you start planting the seed, if you don't like what we have in our life, maybe we need to dig up the seed that we've been planting, man, and start planting some other seed. What seed? The seed of the word of God. Instead of lining up our words with the circumstance, situation, and symptom, we need to line up, man, our word with the word of God to our circumstance, situation, and symptom. And boy, start learning how, man, to operate, man, the functioning principle. I told you, boy, on this broadcast for the first year, hallelujah. All we've been doing is just talking about, boy, there's a kingdom that's at hand. And that, boy, the invitation is going out to every man, every woman, every boy, and every girl. It ain't no any kingdom. It's the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And the good news is it's at hand. What you mean at hand? It's within everybody's reach. It ain't a sweet by and by when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing is going to be. No, boy, it's in the right here and now. It's right here among us. You can't see it with these natural eyes because it's an invisible kingdom. It's the kingdom of heaven. But it's more real than this visible world. This visible world was made by it. And the good news is, boy, that Jesus came preaching, was that's available to you. Right now, he says, it's among you. And when I finish doing what I'm doing, it's not going to only be among you, boy. It's going to get on the inside of you. Pray this way, he said, that thy will be done in earth, not on earth for earth, that thy will be done in earth. What's in earth? That's in us. Just as it is in heaven. Where it started off? It started from the inside out. Where's the kingdom of heaven begin at all? Does it come with observation? Is it over there in that church? Is it in that ministry over there? Is it in the Christian church? Is it in the Muslim church? No, the kingdom of God is within us. That's where it begins at. That's where it starts at. Sometimes we be looking for our healing to come from outside before you really believe on it and start acting like it. No, your healing going to begin on the inside of you. First. Then it'll manifest itself to your soul. Then your soul will manifest it and relay it to your body. Then your body will manifest it on this earth. How? Through a principle, through a law in the kingdom. Again, called a law of sowing and reaping. Listen, I'm about to wrap this up, but let me just share this with you. In the kingdom of God, when Jesus say, you know, hey, the new covenant, you know, that God said he was going to set up on the earth, you know, he said, listen, I'm not going to do away with the old law and the old covenant. I'm going to fulfill that. And I'm going to reestablish, man, the original laws. What laws, man? The law of life. Let me say this out here, you know, because that's what we're going to be talking about in this next year to come, the functioning principles of the kingdom of God. We're going to see the foundation is the kingdom. Now it's time to, man, in this year coming up, boy, to go into, man, you know, when you first lay down a foundation, then you come up, man, and start erecting, man, the frame then. But you're getting a structure now. Things are coming into order now. You know, you're structuring it now. You know, so that way you can really see where you're headed and what got to go where and everything else, man. What you're doing now, you're going to start learning the functioning principles of the kingdom, how to operate in the kingdom. Because, again, it's not enough just to be in the kingdom. You got to come in and learn how to operate in. Jesus say, when you come into the kingdom, the first thing he say, hey, listen, I give unto you the keys of the kingdom. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In other words, it's your kingdom, man, and you operate in it, man. I give you dominion in it. And if you leave all your blessings locked, man, then it's going to stay locked. But if you take the key, man, and open it up, man, and glory to God. Boy, that's a key to peace. That's a key to joy. That's a key to forgiveness. That's a key to everything that pertains to life and godliness. In other words, that's a functioning principle to everything. And boy, if you don't know how to operate them keys, man, then you'll be fumbling around at the door. You got a whole bunch of keys in your hand, man. And you get to the door of healing and you say, let me try this key. And then, no, that ain't working. You try this key. No, that don't work. You keep on, most of the time, man, we'll be functioning around, man, at the door, man, with a whole bunch of keys because you don't know the functioning principles. What key open what door? See, there's no key to the kingdom of God. Jesus said, I give you the keys of the kingdom. That's a key to peace. That's a key to power. That's a key to the anointing of God. That's a key to operating, man. In other words, there's a way. There's a pathway to everything that God has for our life. Boy, he know the way. Jesus said, I am the way. What do you say, man? Follow my words. Follow me. And listen, it would be something if we were like the guys back in his day. They really didn't know where he was really headed. You and I, man, we look back at everything. They were looking forward to it. We look back. We already know where he is now. We already know. They didn't know that he was going to end up, man, at the right hand of the Father, far above all principalities and powers and dominions in might. You and I, man, know that he where he glory to God. That's why it ought to be easy for us, boy, to take up our cross and follow him. What do you mean take up your cross? Die to self, die to the heartache and the suffering and the pain and the broken hearts and everything else. Die to that, man, and live all and be resurrected. Stop trying to live the crucified life, man, and learn, man, let's start living, man, the resurrected life. What? The law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. That was first. How you know that was first? That came before the law of sin and death. Man, when God formed man's body from the dust of the ground, the Bible say God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life. That's a law. That's a life. Glory to God. That's the Holy Spirit, man. He released on the inside of him, boy, the life of God, man, in his spirit. The breath of life. That's a law right there. The law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. Lord. And boy, another enemy came in. You know the story, man, and called them to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and introduced another law, the law of sin and death. And sin came upon the whole human race, for all have sinned and fallen short of the mark, and gave man death power. What gave death its power? Sin. The Bible say in that book I'll quote you back, and the strength of death that death has, man, the power that death has, man, he got that from, man, sin will give it its power. When God introduced die to Adam and Eve in the garden, man, die was there, but it didn't have no authority. It didn't have no power. Like I was telling you last week, it was like a bumblebee, man, without a sting. Without a stinger. Pretty little bumblebee just flying around, man, but can't hurt nothing. Why, they ain't got no stinger. So death was just like that in the garden with Eden. Then when Adam, when sin happened, then when they rebel against God's word, then that gave die a stinger then. And man, it stung Adam, man. The only way to get rid of me, to get rid of the problem of death, man, you got to get rid of the... What caused it? What caused it? Sin. What was sin? Rebel against God's word. And what in the Bible going to say, and the strength of sin is the law. That's why I would tell you, boy, so God gave them the law to let them know, boy, hey, listen, you need a savior. Here are the laws right here. Keep it and obey them all. And if you obey 99.9% of them or 99% of them and miss the one, then you'll be guilty of them all. So God was letting you know right then, man, hey, here's the law. Here's the standard that I set for your life. So that as you look at your life and look at the standard that I set for your life, then you'll be just like Paul was, oh, wretched man that I am. Who shall deliver me? Things I want to do, I can't do. I want to do all this that you say do, but I... the weakness of the flesh, say, so what gave man, you know, death is power? Sin. What gave sin its strength? The law. How you get rid of all that, man? By getting rid of sin. None of us could do it because we all sin. But here comes Jesus. And boy, when he died up on the cross, listen, death ain't had no authority over him. He didn't have no sin in his life. He was without sin. So death, that's why he was able to say, man, this one thing I received from my father. He gave me power to lay my life down, and he gave me the power to take it back up again. Death don't have no authority over me because I don't have no sins. But on that cross, boy, let me tell you something, boy, he took your sins. He took my sins. He took the sins of the human race, man. All mankind, man. And he allowed it to be nailed to the cross, man. He died for you and me, man, so that we might have a way back to the tree of life, to the law of the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. In other words, boy, I'm talking about, man, when the righteous demands of a just God was met, what, the penalty for sin was paid for. The bumblebee that was first a bumblebee that didn't have a stinger. And then when Adam and them rebelled against God and gave his sting, and death started stinging every man and every woman and every boy and every girl and had power and control over it, boy, when Jesus Christ died up on the cross, that took the stinger back out that bumblebee. See, all he is now just a bumblebee flying around, man, without a stinger. Hey, listen, ain't the bumblebee that you're afraid of, boy. It's that stinger. That's the problem. Not the bumblebee. It's the stinger. But if you take the stinger out, then the bumblebee ain't no problem. You'll play with it, let it fly all around you and everything else. That's what Jesus did, man, on Easter Sunday, man, when he rose from the dead. He took the sting out of death. He took what gave death its power and its control and its authority. He took that back from the devil. That's why when he stood on the bow of the universe, when he rose, he said, all power is given unto me. Power in heaven, all the authority and power of heaven, power on earth. That's, man, the rulership over the earth and everything else that God gave mankind, and even power under the earth. Well, that's death. He took the keys of death, hell, and the grave from Satan and stood on the bow of the universe and said, nah, I got power, man. That's why he said, death, where's your sting? Grave, where's your victory? He took the sting out of death. Why? the righteous dying for the unrighteous. And boy, God raised him up. The resurrection man, Good Friday, boy, is when he was taking the sting out of it. He died for you, all our sins. He knew, he didn't know no sins. And boy, on Easter Sunday morning when he got up, that you just got through celebrating, man, all you did was bought some clothes and went to church and had a good time, but you really didn't understand, didn't know what's really going on, boy, that took the power out of death. That took the sting out of death. That let you know, boy, that just like God raised Jesus Christ from the physical death that he suffered on the cross, the same thing gonna happen to you and your loved ones and all those who are gone home before you, men who are in Christ Jesus, that the same spirit that raised him from the dead gonna quicken or make alive or raise up your mortal bodies to, in fact, he's already done it and made you to sit together with him in heavenly places, far above all your principalities and powers and dominions and might. How come I ain't operating there? Because you, first thing, you got to come to the knowledge of. That's why I say if you seek first the kingdom of God, that's what God going to reveal to you. And then continue seeking it and continue seeking it and continue growing up in it, not in religion. Growing up, man, in the laws of God. What are those laws once again, Arthur? The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus, the law of life. That's the primary law. The second law in the kingdom is the law of faith. The Bible say, boy, this life, the law, the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus, this God kind of life, you know, the way you live that life, the way you get that life, the way you appropriate that life into your life, the Bible say the just shall live by faith. That's another law in the kingdom. How I live this life, man? By faith. Trusting in the word of God, leaning on him, man. By faith, operating the word of God, applying the word of God to your life, man. By faith, how, man, acting on it and working on it and applying it to your life even before you see any manifestation. It's more than just believing God. A lot of us believe God, but we don't act on it. That's just belief. That'll get you out of Egypt. That'll get you saved. That'll get you wandering around in the wilderness. But if you want to go into your inheritance and your blessing and all that God has for you across your Jordan River over into the promised land, you had to get prepared and ready for that. Hey, listen, my time is about up here. That's the law of the life that's in Christ Jesus. The second law is the law of faith. The just shall live by faith. The third law is the royal law, the law of love. Jesus said, you want to keep all of the commandments? Yeah, he said, hey, if you keep these two right here, you'll keep them all. What? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all that's within you. And love, boy, your neighbor or everybody. Love one another. If you love, man, your neighbor, man, you ain't gonna cover his. If you love your neighbor, you ain't gonna steal from him. If you love your neighbor, you're not gonna slander their names and backbite against them. And the only way you can love your neighbor that way, you got to first love your God that way. And the only way you can first love your God that way, your God got to first love you. The Bible says not that we love him, but that he first loved us. And let me show you how he loved you. He loved us that even while we were yet in our sins, he didn't condone us. Baby, let me tell you something. Even while we were yet in our sins, he hung, bled, and died, boy. Took the sting of death away, man. Let you know that you had a victory even over your greatest enemy. What's that law, man? A law of love. The fourth law, boy, is the perfect law of liberty in the book of James. Who the Son set free is free indeed. That's what Bishop was saying on this broadcast before I came on, boy. I don't care what you need delivering from. I don't care whatever we need delivering from. Drugs, whatever it is we need delivering from, boy, that's readily available to us. Hey, I got to wind it up. That fifth law, man, is the law of sowing and reaping. God said, be not deceived, man not mocked. Whatsoever man sow, that shall he reap. Hey, listen, I love you. We're going to talk more about this next week. If you like any information, man, you can contact us at our contact number, 713-870-3776. If you want prayer or anything else or any information about our ministry, any great way we can get you our teachings and our seminars to you free of charge, contact us, 713-870-3776. Listen, my wife and I, Gail, and our family, we love you with the love of the Lord. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Persecuted. Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBain. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the messages on these broadcasts